Alto Adige Cultura. Appuntamento di approfondimento, attualità, cultura e pubblica utilità promosso dalla Ripartizione Cultura Italiana della provincia di Bolzano.
Also, herzlich willkommen zu dieser ersten Pressekonferenz. Io adesso continuo a parlare in tedesco, perché poi il mio collega Fabio Cavallucci, coordinatore di Vento, vi farà il saluto in italiano. Es freut mich sehr, dass Sie zu dieser ersten Pressekonferenz gekommen sind, bei der wir die Kuratoren dieser Ausstellung vorstellen, bei der die Kuratoren etwas über sich selber sagen, in der sie erklären, wie ihre Arbeitsweise ist und welche ihre Schwerpunkte sind. Sie werden noch nicht über einzelne Künstler reden. Es freut uns sehr, dass die verantwortlichen Politikerinnen da sind, Sabina Kassler-Damur und Margherita Corvo. Ich begrüße natürlich auch den Landesrat Cigolla und ich begrüße auch den Stadtrat Refento, der uns von Stadtseite sehr viel hilft. Und ich begrüße unsere beiden Kommentatormitglieder, Oberkofler und Lampis. Ecco. Fabio, passerei
il terminato. Benissimo, allora anch'io faccio un saluto in italiano, ma immagino che tutti abbiate capito il tedesco. Vi ringraziamo di essere venuti anche con più numerosi a questa prima conferenza stampa di presentazione dei curatori. Insieme a voi vogliamo ringraziare naturalmente i politici che sono voluti essere presenti, appunto Sabina Kassler-Damur, assessore alla cultura di lingua tedesca, Cigolla, assessore alla cultura di lingua italiana e ripeto assessore comunale. Ringraziamo naturalmente anche Edwin Feyer e i curatori, i membri del comitato presenti, Lampis e Oberkofler. Grazie e si comincia.
Landesrätin, darf ich dich bitten, dass du einen ersten...
Wolltest du? Ich möchte gerne etwas sagen von der Manifesto-Stiftung. Ich möchte auch gerne willkommen heißen, dieser Gilenta Vadros. Der kommt gleich aus England, London, und sie ist ein Mitglied von unserer Stiftung. Die Stiftung, der von aller internationalen Leute hereingebracht wird. Und ich heiße sie sehr very much welcome to you. Straight from London, we will introduce you later to all the members here of the local community and of the region. We're very happy. We're speaking now already in three languages, and we will continue to do this because this Manifesta 7, is going to be about this diversity, and we're very happy to be here. We're already working here for 1 year, which is exciting, which is sometimes complex, but it's always interesting. And we love to share this process with you. Therefore, we are going to organize these kind of meetings once in a while to become your friends, but it's mostly to share information with you about what Manifesta is going to be. And in a later stage, I will introduce to you Jibis Bachi, one of the curators from the Indian team of Rex Media Collective. He's here with his colleague Sudha Sengupta. They will introduce themselves a little bit in a later stage. Adam Budak from Graz is here. He also lives in Krakow, will introduce himself and his way of working a little bit at a later stage. We have Hila Pelek. She's living in Berlin, but originally she's from Israel. And we have Anselm Franco, who's now working in Antwerp, Belgium, but who also is coming from Berlin. But first, I would like to give the word to Sabina Kassler-Damur, and followed by Margherita Corvo and here Cigolla.
Thank you. Einen schönen guten Vormittag auch von meiner Seite. Ich darf auch die Grüße des Kollegen der ladinischen Kultur, Florian Musner, überbringen. Heute, meine Damen und Herren, steht die Kunst, die Manifesta, die Kuratoren und Kuratorinnen stehen im Mittelpunkt. Deswegen gestatten Sie mir nur zwei, drei Gedanken zu den Rahmenbedingungen. Wir haben uns, die meisten, wenn ich es recht in Erinnerung habe, vor einem Jahr, am 31. Oktober 2006, bei einer Pressekonferenz im Zug getroffen. Und da haben wir bekannt geben dürfen, dass die Kunstbiennale Manifesta 7 im nächsten Jahr, 2008, in Südtirol und in Trentino stattfinden wird. In der Folge ist jetzt in den vergangenen 11 Monaten einiges passiert. Wir haben die Koordinatoren ernannt, Andreas Habkemeyer für Südtirol und Fabio Cavallucci für das Trentino stehen, Hedwig Feen als Chefin in diesem Team bei der Durchführung der Manifesta hier zur Seite. Wir haben ein Organisationskomitee gegründet, dieses als juristische Person anerkannt. Es besteht aus 6 Menschen, 2 von dem, vom Trentino ernannt, 2 aus Amsterdam, 2 aus Südtirol. Unsere beiden Vertreter sind Ressortdirektorin Birgit Oberkofler und Abteilungsdirektor Antonio Lampis, die sehr viel gearbeitet haben mittlerweile. Es sind 3 Kuratorenteams ernannt worden, ich glaube direkt von Amsterdam aus, vom Board aus. Hedwig Feen hat sie schon vorgestellt, auch ich begrüße und hoffe, dass ich die Namen einigermaßen richtig ausspreche. Ganz herzlich Rax Media Kollektiv aus Neu-Delhi, Adam Budak aus Krakau und Anselm Franke aus Berlin, ebenso wie Hila Pelek aus Tel Aviv. Die baulichen Maßnahmen zur Vorbereitung in der Alumix und in der Franzensfeste sind seitens der Mitarbeiter meines Kollegen Bautenlandesrat Florian Musner vorgenommen bzw. in Angriff genommen worden. Dieses Büro hier wurde von unserer Seite aus eingerichtet und für Manifesta zur Verfügung gestellt. Es hat dann im vergangenen Juli Pressekonferenzen in der Festung Franzensfeste und in der Alumix für Sie gegeben. Heute, knapp 11 Monate nach offiziellem Startschuss, sind wir hier beieinander, um Ihnen die Kuratoren und Kuratorinnen-Teams vorzustellen, auf dass diese Ihnen erste Konzepte darlegen und zu Ihren Fragen Stellung nehmen. Für Südtirol gilt Folgendes: Rax Media Kollektiv aus Neu-Delhi wird die Alumix kuratieren. Ich bin gespannt. Alumix ist das größte Industriedenkmal in Südtirol und es hat doch mitteleuropäische Bedeutung, strahlt also als solches über die Grenzen hinaus. An und in der Franzensfeste werden alle 3 Kuratorenteams arbeiten. Die Manifesta 7 bietet jungen Künstlern und Künstlerinnen aus vielen Ländern die Gelegenheit, mit neuen Ideen und Formen des Zeitgenössischen zu experimentieren. Die Anregung eines länderübergreifenden Dialogs zwischen jungen Kunstschaffenden und dem Publikum soll in Gang kommen und ein Forum der Gegenwartskunst auch in Südtirol etablieren, schaffen, in Bewegung setzen. Für mich ist zudem genauso wichtig, dass die Manifesta-Macher und Macherinnen dafür sorgen, dass ein Vermittlungskonzept für die lokale Bevölkerung entsteht. Manifesta soll nicht an uns vorbeigehen und einzig allein mit SMG-Paketen beworben werden, auf das fremde Menschen unser Land kennenlernen. Das ist auch wichtig und ich freue mich, dass Gabriele Kräpatz, die Kultur in der SMG betreut, auch hier unter uns ist, sondern Manifesta, denke ich, und Sie sind da sehr entgegenkommend, soll auch gemeinsam mit einheimischen Südtirolerinnen und Südtirolern die Möglichkeit kulturellen Schaffens erörtern, die Qualität der Schauplätze diskutieren und unserer Bevölkerung einen Zugang zu zeitgenössischer Kunst verschaffen. Herzlichen Dank, das war es auch schon. Ich wünsche alles Gute und hoffe, dass Sie weiter am Ball bleiben. Dankeschön, passo la parola.
Ich möchte mich als Übersetzerin von der wunderschönen Königin, Frau Dr. Sabine Gottlatter-Mohr, tun sein und deswegen un saluto in madrelingua italiana, visto che in questa terra siamo multiculturali dalla nascita, e cioè dall'atto costitutivo, la presenza quindi di italiani, tedeschi, ladini, che convivono, ma non solo convivono, collaborano e soprattutto producono per il bene cosiddetto comune. Questo vorrebbe essere soprattutto l'obiettivo fondamentale della multiculturalità altoatesina. Se poi pensiamo che Manifesta addirittura raggiunge tanti paesi, e qui sono rappresentati naturalmente in buona parte, non possiamo che dire l'arte non conosce confini, e l'ha detto molto bene la dottoressa Sabine, e proprio in virtù di questo i diversi si trovano di fronte alle opere d'arte, ammirano, restano affascinati, incominciano a comunicare, dialogano e nel dialogo chiaramente cresce e nasce l'arricchimento nella reciprocità. Grazie per la vostra attenzione. In latino non occorre perché non fa parte della multiculturalità, vero?
Dillo per favore.
Allora,
sì, che fa? Perché no?
Sì, dai, buon dì a Duchenc di Valpaia, Duci Mass Media, che ha tolto parte a questa scommenza viva, manifesta la se presenta anche a un sadit partodesco, naturalmente in cede partaliano, che vuole sane mettere ad un duci diversi che resona, che guarda un cadere, che se dovrà di poter gir ad un per il bene di tutta la mendranza e soprattutto di tutte le comunità che aunta la de South, ma di tutto il mondo naturalmente in ce insieme. Grazie a tutti quanti. L'onorevole Cogo.
Grazie, buongiorno anche da parte mia. Ma io volevo sottolineare un aspetto particolare di che cosa rappresenta per la mia provincia ospitare Manifesta 7 nel 2008. E cioè davvero quello di riuscire a raggiungere uno degli obiettivi per cui io credo sia nata questa Biennale d'Arte Contemporanea Giovanile Europea. E cioè quello di ripensare alcuni spazi delle città, alcuni spazi delle grandi, della modernità del Novecento, che ora però devono cedere il passo a un'altra modernità, quella che va s'avvia verso il terzo millennio, e che sono le archeologie industriali. Anche noi in Trentino abbiamo delle belle archeologie industriali e ne sottolineo il lato positivo, perché quando parliamo di archeologia dobbiamo pensare che all'interno di quegli stabili non ci sia più un'attività produttiva, e questo rappresenta alle volte, non sempre, ma spesso rappresenta anche un problema d'ordine sociale di estrema importanza ed anche gravità. Per quanto riguarda la città di Trento non è propriamente questo il problema, abbiamo a disposizione un bellissimo spazio che sono le esposte, in parte ancora usate. La mia attenzione, l'attenzione che vorrei sottoporre oggi a voi, è quella relativa agli spazi della città di Rovereto. Lì abbiamo due spazi particolari che avevano, uno che aveva ospitato delle attività produttive e che ora non le ospita più, e che è lì un bel monumento alla produttività, ma che è in uno stato di degrado notevole all'interno della città di Rovereto. Ed allora noi abbiamo pensato proprio che Manifesta 7 non può essere semplicemente la Biennale non può chiudersi con la Biennale stessa, deve lasciare qualche cosa. Può lasciare semplicemente una riflessione sul contemporaneo, che non è poco, però vogliamo che anche visivamente rimanga qualcosa. Ed allora abbiamo scelto proprio in maniera anche molto responsabile, perché questo comporta l'esborso di molte risorse e anche un ripensamento sul dopo, un utilizzo continuo, di recuperare questo spazio all'interno della città, l'ex Peterlini, che ospitava appunto varie attività manufatturiere, ultimamente usato come su per giù una specie di deposito ed ora completamente inutilizzato, per cui c'era proprio la difficoltà anche a pensare quale fosse la funzione. Noi lo ristruttureremo completamente con un costo notevole e lo utilizzeremo come spazio del contemporaneo. Questa sarà la funzione che avrà dopo Manifesta. A me pare che questo sia un obiettivo estremamente interessante, e però dovrà avere abbiamo anche pensato a quale potrà essere la sua gestione, per quanto in accordo con il MART deve avere una sua gestione autonoma, no? Perché il contemporaneo ha bisogno anche di un modo di procedere alle volte diverso dai classici musei. E poi sempre a Rovereto c'è uno spazio straordinario, attualmente è un'attività produttiva, ospita una manifattura tabacchi, di cui Rovereto ha un'antica tradizione, proprio dall'inizio del Novecento. Però la BAT, questa società multinazionale, insomma, dislocherà altrove la propria produzione, per cui questa è sostanzialmente decisioni assunte, per cui nella primavera questo sarà uno spazio completamente libero, però è un'architettura straordinaria. E anche su quello spazio dovremo pensare, dovrà pensare anche l'ente pubblico, oggi è privato evidentemente, però voi sapete che pur essendo in una società del libero mercato, ogni tanto l'ente pubblico è chiamato ad occuparsi delle questioni sociali relative anche alle dismissioni di un'attività produttiva. Ed allora poter ospitare all'interno di questi spazi che sono già perfetti, non hanno bisogno di grande manutenzione se non di interventi minimali, cominciare a pensare al futuro di questi luoghi e siccome sono veramente grandi, noi quando dobbiamo ripensare a, alle destinazioni dei luoghi, insomma, non è possibile che quando sono poi molto grandi, che la questione culturale, gli spazi dedicati alle, alle attività culturali siano ragionamenti che non entrano mai in campo. Ecco, non entrano mai in campo, spesso contribuendo così a pensare a questi spazi, a questi luoghi, non come luoghi di vita vera, ma soltanto come degli alloggi oppure dei luoghi in cui ci si sta, ma non si vive bene. Ecco. Quindi noi vogliamo che Manifesta sia proprio l'occasione, per quanto riguarda quegli spazi, di cominciare a pensarli e a vederli in un'ottica proprio del vivere, insomma, pensando anche alla cultura, all'arte in generale. Ecco, quindi per noi Manifesta sarà anche questo. Grazie.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Margherita. I also would like to welcome Mr. Cipolletta, the Vice President of Fortezza. We're also going to work in Fortezza Franzenfest as the team of Manifesta. And I would like to welcome the Dean of the Faculty of Design, Mr. Kuno Prey, and of course a few of our colleagues from Trento, Marilene Del Francesco and Gian Luigi Bossa. Welcome on this press conference. The next few months will be very important for our curators. They are already working here for half a year, investigating the site very seriously, studying the history of your country, the history of this region. Also very seriously talking and discussing with local artists from the region what is happening, what is the notion of contemporary art in this region. And now, in the next few months, they will become more concrete in terms of conceptualizing their work, conceptualizing what Manifesta 7 is going to be. But at this stage, I would like to ask every one of the curators to introduce them to you and also tell a little bit about your first impression, what you studied the last few months, but also your impression about this region and the notion of how Manifesta could work in this area. Can I give the word to Suda?
Thank you, Hedwig, and my apologies for speaking in English. It's the one European language I have some confidence in. But it's a pleasure to be in a space where many languages are spoken. And I say this coming from a city like Delhi, where we speak many languages. Between myself, my colleague Jibesh, and Monica, who is the third member of our collective, the Rux Media Collective, we speak three languages. And we speak three languages in practice, we speak three languages in conversation, we speak three languages of thought. And it's wonderful to be on a table where, one after the other, we heard eloquence in German, in Ladin, in Italian, and I had to make the effort between these three languages to understand. And I think it's a wonderful gift as an outsider to try and make the effort of connecting between cultures and between languages. So here in this region, listening to this region is, in a sense, one of our foremost exercises and our most important exercises, because there are important lessons that I think not just Europe, but many other parts of the world can learn from how people speak across different histories, difficult histories, but learn to live together. And one of the first things we are doing in our curatorial understanding is trying to understand how people understand each other. I think I want to talk a little bit more about our practice as Rux Media Collective. We're a collective of three people with very different backgrounds, different histories. We've been working together for about 15 years now, and we co-founded a space called Sarai in New Delhi, which is a space for interdisciplinary practice and research. And our work as artists, as researchers, as critics, as thinkers, is based on our understanding of how we make the world through images, through thought, through contemporary art. I was talking yesterday to Sabine Kaslatemir, and we had this one of those rare conversations where somebody asks you a straightforward question. What is the job of contemporary art? You asked me. And I said, I had to make this very serious. I take questions like this extremely seriously because we get asked them very rarely. Very rarely are questions of this basic nature asked of artists, and so why do you do art? And I try to answer by saying the job of contemporary art is to make people think about their life and consider other possibilities. Many other possibilities. Always there are other possibilities. And when you're in a region with layers of history, layers of language, that layering gives you the advantage of depth. You have the advantage of listening to something three times in three languages, thinking it through better. And it's the advantage of consideration. We are beginning to work between our three languages of curation, because there are three curatorial units between us and Rux, Adam and Anselm and Hilla. We come with three languages of practice, three languages of curation. It's not unlike being in Südtirol Alto Adige. And I think what we gain from each other is the advantage, the possibility of learning to listen to each other thrice times over. It makes whatever we are working with a little deeper, a little more basic, a little more fundamental, so that we go down to the foundations of things. In a region where the sea came up to the mountain, you know, I mean, over here, the Dolomites are a result of a geological accident where the seas come up to the mountains, the depths come up to the sky. It's interesting to think of what it means to be able to excavate and go under the mountain to be able to come up again with some thoughts. So these are working ideas. We, for instance, in our particular curatorial unit, we're working with the idea of residue, which has something to do with the industrial heritage of this space, learning to listen to what gets left behind in the process of production, learning to listen to the inside of Europe, in a sense. As outsiders, learning to listen to the inside of Europe and overhearing some whispers, some conversations that we think can tell really interesting stories, not only from this region, but also from the wider world to this region. I think that's more or less what I have to say.
Adam?
Thank you, Hedwig. Thank you, Shuda. Yes, I share this honor and pleasure of being here and working with you in this region, working with Manifesto Foundation, working with my colleagues, Rux Media Collective and Anselm and Hilla, and I'm very much grateful for it. I'm very happy to enter this collaborative situation. And we share honor, pleasure, but at the same time a great responsibility of being here and being asked to produce an event which is going to meet possibly the audience's expectation, the research of the audience, the research of the region is going to be one of the most important tasks of our work here within the upcoming months. This idea of depth, which Shuda introduced, came out quite spontaneously during our recent conversations about what actually keeps us together and what constitutes a kind of common foundation or platform for our thinking and working here. I would like to add to this set of possibilities which Shuda used as a kind of aspect to define the depth, a notion of endlessness. These are endless possibilities, and that's what art should be about. I currently work in a very specific art institutions having very unusual exhibition space, Kunsthaus Graz in Graz in Styria, which is based upon the notion of endlessness as it was defined by a very pioneering experimental architect Friedrich Kiesler, who was searching through the entire work and life of his this utopian notion of endlessness, as well as correlation of various artistic and cultural disciplines. Originally, I came from Krakow, from Poland, where I used to work in a gallery of contemporary arts produced or generated in the mid-60s within the context of utopian visionary ideas regarding architecture. Then I moved to Graz, and I've been working there for 4 years now, where this utopia of 60s had been realized in the Kunsthaus Graz, designed by Peter Cook and Corinne Fournier. This is also, in a way, a further investigation or experience of getting to know historical layers of Central Europe. This is not only Krakow, but also my studies in Prague at the Central European University, which was a very important moment for me in sort of getting knowledge and connections between philosophy, architecture, and visual arts, and consequently Graz. And now the final or the next step, which is Alto Adige, Südtirol, Trentino, where all those aspects of historical, political, cultural layers of Central Europe are also having its own a very important place. I'm going to work, most likely I'm going to work in Rovereto, which is the smallest town and the map of Manifesta 7, and I really enjoy this size, the urban situation, the urban density of this town, which paradoxically hosts the biggest Italian museum for modern art, which I think it's unusual, a very interesting, very dynamic aspect of cultural life of this region. And since for the first time Manifesta 7 is dealing, Manifesta is dealing with regions, I want to consider the region as a point of departure for the conceptual frame of my project. I don't know whether I'm going to conceive an exhibition. I want to conceive a certain interesting offer which might be defined using Schuder's term as a set of possibilities, set of options, set of potentialities, as if to investigate the borderline between local and translocal, to investigate tensions between what is a proper space, what is legal space, what is emancipated space. I want to investigate tensions between property, autonomy, and legality of space. We are entering very strongly identified venues, post-industrial venues, where the notion of identity, the notion of the past and how the past is being reused, reworked, elaborated, becomes a very important issue. This is a site of labor. It used to be a site of labor. Now there is another life as you're entering within those venues, which we have to shape and we have to define and present to you. I think the connections as well with the community and consequently work located within the public space, creating correspondence with the public space. These are the aspects that are going to be important for my work, and they're going to map the whole situation in Rovereto. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam, and sharing already so many of your ideas. I wanted to ask Jibis, you are an artist as a member of the Rex Media Collective from Delhi.
How do you perceive, because your role as an artist, now being a Manifesta 7, as performer, as a curator, how do you perceive your role here in this Manifesta 7? And maybe you can elaborate a little bit about you how Rex perceived its role as research partner in the ALU mix, because they're working on the ALU mix side.
Now, as in our art practice, there is two point. One has been always a series of investigations that we have been doing for the last 10 years. The investigation is the nature of practice itself, and also how do we understand the contemporary processes that surround us. I'm from a city, 14 million people, and with the language, religious, and the habitational diversity that is unprecedented in the history of urban life. So for us, investigation and trying to understand and make sense of reality has been a very critical part, and built forms has always produced very contested ideas about it, where it will move into. So one of the, and that is one part, this is our own practice. The other part has been the relationship with exhibition, curation. Like we, most of the time, we would always have a poker face relationship to curator in our first encounter, not letting them know whether we are excited or we are challenged or we are withdrawn. So, and that has always been the idea of intelligibility, in the sense that to be made intelligible very precisely, very quickly in a discursive frame by someone else is not a great idea. There's a beautiful story by a historian who said that when children learn to write, the signature, they sign themselves and they cut it. Because when they realize they have marked themselves, they strike it off. And I think artists, being an artist, you have that tendency in yourself to strike off what you have marked. And that's, I think, the most profoundly beautiful process of an art practice and conversation with artists. So becoming curators, you are into a labyrinth of this kind of processes with many kind of people. About now we are talking to 20 people, and that has been a very evocative moment in your thought process, where you know this, you know what you are trying to understand, and not make someone held on to your understanding of a process. So for us, alumnus is a larger metaphor, a conceptual site as a physical site. The conceptual site is what Shuddha said, residue is, it's kind of an afterlife of productive cycles. When productive cycles go off, which is in large part of the world, it has gone off, and when things fall out, and it's a kind of a big black hole of contemporary thought. When things fall out of productive cycles, we don't know what to do with it. It becomes a phantom, a ghost that kind of haunts us. And I think a lot of these buildings provides us amazing intellectual challenge to rethink this afterlife of productive cycles, rethink what exactly are the potentialities of this space, produce models, produce imaginations, produce a new way of thinking, probably a new philosophical ground. And that is what we are sharing with our artists, with all who are meeting, that this is we want to create a conceptual scaffolding and a sensorium that allows us to enter this space of mind and space of thought, as well as how do we sense the world. And from there, hopefully in that 100 days, from now on to the end of the 100 days of the exhibition, we will hopefully have enough material and interactions and whatever, kind of impulses that finds materializations, which will be a gift of this region to other region, and also a gift that stays here, not hopefully as residues, but as new forms of productive encounter with life, space, built forms, and possibilities around us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeeves. Maybe it's also important for the press to understand that although the curators and the curatorial teams are working on one side, with Bosen, Almix, Trento, the post office, and Rovereto, it will be one manifesto. So it's not going to be meant for little manifestitas, no, one manifesta. And this is also why it's important that we ask the curators to think about, and they're elaborating about it right now, to create a kind of a synergy between the different locations. And also, of course, we are going to think with many partners here, like the train or the train organizations, the bus organizations,
the Coach to Autostrada company, to think about how do we create this connection. And also it's important for the press to know that the curatorial team, as a large group, is going to elaborate and work upon Franzenfest. So it will be one manifesto with many different specifics and many different elements. And I would like to invite Anselm Franco, who's working in Antwerp and Berlin, a little bit telling about his background as curator, but also having a lot of experience in the theatre world, another discipline which is now infused in Manifesta. And maybe also think about your working process together with Hila, about how you perceive your role in Trento, and maybe explore a little bit about the first ideas of Fortezza of Franzenfest. That will be maybe interesting.
Thanks, and thanks again for the invitation to do this project here. It's a very big project on several levels, and one that we have to consider of primary interest in the next 10-11 months is the scale geographically, but also the scale of the pure amount of people involved and stories. So that already now, I think we reached a certain point of exhaustion in this, that I have to really look out for not tiring you with, you know, another too long story. So our real concern will have to be that we together, and that is really something where we need response and help, we create a space where all these stories and the scale can come together to one articulation. That is really, I think, our biggest task. Now, to speak a little bit about background and how the background may inform or may create, you know, the sensibility with which we approach that project, again, has to do with scale. I think, for example, you know that China's transformation was mainly kind of executed via a model that is the so-called special economic zone. No? Like the transformation was triggered economically by something that was a kind of a legal mechanism of declaring zones of exception, in which the capitalist mode could first develop, and then you declare another zone of exception, another zone, etc. And in my visits to China, having done a little festival this June in Berlin on Chinese contemporary theater and art, the last special economic zone that was declared about 2 years ago were zones for the so-called creative industry. Now, that also puts the question of creativity today on a global scale. And I think that is another major task that we are confronting here, wanting to make Manifesta an event that somehow expresses, articulates, and is able to ask questions about our contemporary condition between a locality and a global scale. So it's here again you have a lot of stories and a scale that is too big to comprehend for a single individual, and in which we nevertheless have to navigate somehow. So in terms of previous projects, just to make you understand a little bit the concerns or like the sense of urgency that we want to give our contribution, it has always shifted between two poles. One was a kind of more a gaze that would more look into the interior or into kind of social behavior, more things that you connect to psychology, and the other one would be something that is really connected to the exterior, to some large-scale exhibitions which I did were dealing with geopolitics, with geographies, with the role of architecture in conflicts, with the mechanisms of borders, etc. So like the last project I was doing in that respect is called B-Zone, Becoming Europe and Beyond. The B-Zone, what was called that whole part of Southeast Europe, which is opposed to the so-called A-zone, no? The already integrated Europe, where Europe is now, you know, kind of reconstructing the the highway that would once be the project to unify Yugoslavia, the highway of brotherhood and unity, which was destroyed in the war and is now being rebuilt with European Union money. So that is the B zone in which this process of integration takes place at the moment. Now, in projects like this, what was the attempt is to use this field of art, which has emerged really after the fall of the Iron Curtain, as a main field of kind of undisciplined discourse and research. No, something undisciplined, I mean, also beyond a certain, integration into instrumental processes. No? Like if universities become increasingly closer to, like the education becomes increasingly targeted to specific professions and under, economic kind of frameworks, then I think we really have to defend this emergence of the field of art as a place in which we can mirror societal processes beyond that instrumentalization. And this is not to say that we are free from pressure of instrumentalization and that we should reject all instrumentalization. That would be utopian, but we have to be very aware of this and try to understand what the process of creativity today is on a larger scale, because also you cannot look at the artist today anymore as an isolated entity which is on kind of encapsulated imagination. No, we have to look at this always as a montage between individual and global scale. So what we are trying to do at the very just the beginning of a process is that we want to look at not how the spaces of the exterior, like Europe as a geographical unity, is produced or is written or has a history, but more about the interior. Now, one simple story that we came across in Trento, where we work on our project, was that the rules of the confession in the Council of Trent, also connected to the Inquisition and the trials there, have been changed from, not only you were kind of asked to say what you did, but also what you were thinking of doing. Now, that is a kind of turning inwards, not only of a certain power in the body of the church, that starts to work on what you imagined also, but also of the self-test. No, also you had to test yourself and kind of, every time kind of inquire what you would say and what you would not say, and therefore kind of add a crucial dimension of reflection to the interior space. So I think that the picture that this would be a moment almost of starting this very ambivalent exploration, almost like a new territory which you would map out of the interior on this historical scale of 500 years that is opened up by the council, and which I think anyway is we are inhabiting here a space in which history is very present and also in an almost optical clarity, unlike in other spaces, like in Belgium where I work now, history is much more foggy, not so. You don't see it so clearly. You don't have such an access to the narratives, to the presence of it, to how it conditions our life today. So that story is just serving as an entrance point to what we are trying to do in the next few months.
Thank you, Anselm. We have two women in the curatorial team, Monica Narula, who's unfortunately not here, but one of our female members of the team is here, Hila Pele. She's original from Israel, from Tel Aviv, but used to work the last couple of years in Berlin. Would you maybe tell a little bit to the press what was your first impression when you came in this region, and maybe elaborate a little bit about Franzenfest, which is the one place where all the curators are going to work together?
Yeah, well, I will actually, I'm not sure if talking about Forteza at this stage is suitable.
Well, maybe in general.
But I would say something about my background and the way in which I see it connected to some of the histories or the sensitivities that are existing also in here in this region. So, as Hedwig said, I've been working in Berlin in the past 5 years after finishing my studies in London. So my personal background is also very culturally diverse. I've been studying in London and working in Berlin in different cultural public institutions. And recently I've been working in an institution called Haus der Kultur in der Welt. It's a public space that is focusing on cultures that are coming from regions outside of Europe. And I'm mainly focusing on the region of the Middle East, which is very central to my professional activities from the very beginning, the histories and cultures of the Middle East. But of course, as well, fascinates me on a personal level, since it's linked to my biographical background. So I was born and living in Tel Aviv, which is a Jewish city in Israel. And as you know, the region and the country is very rich in cultural, political, ethnical, religious, economic tensions, sensitivities, conflicts, divisions. And since I've been living Israel about 11 years ago, I got a chance to actually encounter, meet other cultural actors and thinkers coming from other regions of the Middle East. And that's been one of my main activities. So I've been working on projects that are inviting people who are dealing in an explicit way with the situation in the region, but rather than representing this reality in an explicit way, they are dealing with the conditions that are actually helped to shape the reality, the cultural and political reality, difficult reality, conflicting reality, which we are facing there at the moment. Furthermore, artists that are working implicitly, that their practice is informed by certain sensibilities and knowledge that is inherent when living in places of such political instability, places where it's very difficult to define and differentiate between your national, religious, ethnical identity. So one of the attempts in my projects, and also in the project we're going to do here, and going back to what the Rax Media Collective maybe suggested, is we look at our product, at our books, at our exhibitions, at our performances as meeting points. So as meeting encounters between people that are engaged in diverse cultural fields and are coming from diverse cultural backgrounds. So at this point,
thank you.
I would conclude.
Thank
that.
You. As Manifesta is always the guest, we are all guests, the curators, the artists, in the host city, and the host city here is Bolzano. I would like to ask Assessora Repello maybe to say a few words about Manifesta in your city.
Grazie, allora. Io parlo la propria lingua, parlo l'italiano. E, beh, per noi intanto un saluto a tutti gli ospiti qui nella nostra città di Bolzano e sono estremamente contento di questa iniziativa culturale di carattere internazionale perché Bolzano ha un'ambizione. Bolzano avrebbe l'ambizione nel 2019 di diventare la capitale cultura dell'Europea, ma se ciò questo non avvenisse, comunque Bolzano negli ultimi 15 anni nell'ambito della nostra città ci sono stati dei forti investimenti a livello culturale e questo permette attraverso questa iniziativa, un'iniziativa di carattere internazionale, di uscire anche da una solita dicotomia che c'è all'interno nostro, insomma, di essere ponte tra due mondi, ma in realtà di aprirsi a un mondo cosiddetto globale che ci permette di veramente di misurarci. Inoltre Manifesta anche un altro aspetto direi estremamente importante, cioè la conoscenza di luoghi non convenzionali, ma che parlano di umanità che hanno lavorato in questi luoghi. Perciò è un elemento importante che ci permette veramente di essere aperti in questa direzione. Pertanto la città di Bolzano saluta molto volentieri questa iniziativa di Manifesta e cerca di partecipare, di essere collaborativa proprio affinché questa manifesta, questo evento possa avere un successo che merita, che speriamo anche nell'ambito delle presenze poi ci permetta veramente di far conoscere il nostro territorio e la nostra città.
Thank you, grazie. So maybe this is the moment for asking questions, if you have questions. I also would like to propose that if because of the language, we speak all English, that if you want to talk vis-à-vis personally with one of the curators, that we can provide you maybe with the next translator, but you can go also go a little bit more in-depth into discussion with the curators. Or is there somebody who already wants to ask the question here now? Okay. Then I would like to thank you so much for your attention, and we can follow and invite everybody to have a drink. Thank you so much.
Abbiamo trasmesso Alto Adige Cultura, appuntamento di approfondimento, attualità, cultura e pubblica utilità.